Hello and welcome back to America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and Leslie Gold. So great to be with you today. Beverly Golden is a Huffington Post writer and author of a book with a great title, Confessions of a Middle-Aged Hippie. The book is ultimately about hope and fulfillment, especially when the odds are against you. I think we all want to know more about that. Welcome, Beverly, to America Weekend.
Thank you, Valerie. Delighted to be here and to have a conversation with you.
Yeah, so you are a self-named middle-aged hippie then, huh?
I am a middle-aged hippie, and I guess it's kind of interesting because the word hippie has a lot of meaning for a lot of people who either were, you know, growing up during that time or who weren't or whatever the media's portrayed hippie as. And, I mean, kind of an anecdotal story. When I was writing the book, this title just literally came to me. And when my brother heard the title, he goes, Beverly, I don't want to break any news to you, but you weren't really a hippie.
Oh.
So this was very interesting. I went, oh, dear, I'm pretty sure I am a hippie. So for me, hippie is a value system. I know, you know, the media talks about hippie as a lifestyle, and I guess the word sex, drugs, rock and roll. And I was in the music industry. I spent a lot of time in the music industry, and I did grow up during that era. So this idea for me was like, you know, what's the value system that was birthed during the hippie era? And it's pretty much the same value system we talk about now. It was the peace movement. It was about community, about organic living. It was about meditation and health and well-being and, you know, being and consciousness. So if you really look at what was happening back then, and then when I talk to people about that now, inevitably people go, wow, I didn't realize, but I guess I'm a hippie. And this happens whether they're 20, whether they grew up, you know, during the movement. And some people go, what about the old hippies? I go, no. We always stay middle-aged, right? We don't want to get old here.
Absolutely. Well, it's a great title, and the book really covers a lot of ground. First of all, you mentioned you were in the music industry. Tell me where, when, and how.
Well, right in, I guess, the thick of kind of the transformation of the music industry. My former husband was right in it in the 60s, you know, in New York. The book is, I guess, memoir. It's a memoir, a self-help memoir, actually. And the stories jump from decade to decade. So there's a lot about my ex-husband was a doorman at the Night Owl Cafe when James Taylor, like he would do, afternoon sessions with David Clayton Thomas from Blood, Sweat, and Tears. So there's a lot of music industry background. And then we were in the music industry in the 70s, and we were really rubbing shoulders, you know, like with the people who were making it. And of course, everyone's goal when you're in the music industry is to make it and to write hit songs. And we had songs recorded, and we had some fairly interesting and wild, I'll say to me, I'm not that kind of person, but, you know, they were wild experiences just rubbing shoulders. And then in the entertainment industry, my daughter also had a television series after that, and it was a syndicated show, and we got to travel the world together also rubbing shoulders with people in the television industry. So my life has been really weaving in the music and television industry since I was fairly young, and also as a songwriter. So that's one part of my story. And probably you read a little bit. The other part of my story is these ongoing health issues. This is kind of a big one, I guess, that weaves through it. So in all of our lives, you know, like we have these underlying themes or what's your journey in life. And mine really has been about this journey back to health. No matter where I was at in my life, it just seemed to always come up. So that's something I've transformed in my life also. And I really did a lot of work on that. So a lot of what I talk about is, you know, like how do we take responsibility for our own lives? And the stories are not so much self-help in the sense of if you do this, you will get this result. They're really more experiential.
What is the health challenge for you, Beverly?
My health challenges has always been digestive challenges. So about 12, almost 13 years ago now, I was so far down. When I say far down, I mean people would look at me and gasp. That's how ill I was. And it was almost, it wasn't that it was undiagnosable. It was very mysterious because it was very complicated and not diagnosable as one thing. And, you know, there were a lot of people who said this could go either way. This could, meaning I think more people thought this is going to go the way where she's not going to make it. This is not something that's transformable. So I did something fairly spontaneous, and I flew to a clinic in Germany. Hey, isn't that what we all do, right, when we're faced with insurmountable odds against us here? So I talk a lot about that because that's I think from all of the things I've transformed my health issues, that's what most people would say to me. Wow, if you could come back from what you appeared like, you know, at that point in time and what you've transformed, then you really give us hope of what is possible. So I write about that, and I think partly for me, it's like other people will be inspired, and I believe there's always another way, and that's one of the things I'll say to people. I ask a lot of questions. I don't really take things at face value anymore. I have great respect for the medical profession, but I believe we're in an era also where we're individuals, and our own path is something we're discovering as we go along. Mm-hmm. So what resonates for people? You know, what does your inner gut, your intuition tell you? So it's a kind of a cornucopia of anecdotes. Stories.
So you cover a lot of ground in this book, Confessions of a Middle-Aged Hippie. Also, I understand you're very into, as you just mentioned, intuition, following mm-hmm. your inner voice, mm-hmm. astrology. You love stories, Beverly. You not only love to write them, you love to hear other people's stories as you go through your journey in life. So I guess maybe that would be your title as really the big picture, you as a storyteller.
It is. And you know, I write and publish on the Huffington Post. And I have, very grateful, I have a 99-year-old mother. And she has lived a fairly quiet life, healthy her whole life. She's very interesting because she's such an inspiration to people. So lately, I've been writing about aging. I've been writing about women and beauty. I've been writing about, like, you know, what is beauty? What have we done in our society? So I'm very much a conversational storyteller. And for anyone who reads my pieces, they feel they're in this conversation with me. And that's why I wrote this book this way. So I'm not sure if you know, but I wrote the book literally as a conversation. So it could be with any talk show host, any radio show host. It's basically a conversation back and forth where the host is asking me questions and then we're having this ongoing conversation. And again, I'd been told nobody had ever done that. And at first people were saying, oh, I don't think you should do that. So there's a bit of a rebel in me. And I said, if nobody's done it, I think I'm going to do it. And what people love is the idea that they're part of a conversation, that they feel they're in the conversation with me. So yes, I'm definitely a conversational storyteller, and I love sharing other people's stories. So, you know, I wrote a piece for the Huffington Post about James Taylor, believe it or not, but it included my former husband's stories, like of being in that time, you know, when the music industry was transforming in New York. Or I write about my mother and the inspiration that she is, or what the over 90 generation has to teach us, you know, just published one about technology of all things. So I'm really, somebody just wrote to me, you know, your articles are always very thought-provoking. And I said, thank you. I'm as a complacency shaker, that makes me really happy for people to look at something a little bit differently than they've looked at it before, you know, to get something new for themselves out of it.
Certainly, certainly. Well, you do cover an awful lot in the book, Confessions of a Middle-Aged Hippie, and as well on the Huffington Post. And before I let you go, Beverly Golden, tell me a little bit about your impressions of women and aging and the difficulties that women certainly have in approaching middle age and beyond.
Yeah, and I mean, I think this is a big one for me because I literally, for about 10 years, I scared people when they saw me. So I didn't age in that time when normally you would age and know what's going to happen to you. So I'm quite fascinated with what is going on right now and why women feel so compelled always to try to maintain that youthful beauty, because we seem to be the only culture that's bought into that. I mean, if you look at other traditional cultures around the world, they revere the elders, you know, and they revere the wisdom and the beauty of actually aging, which is part of our natural progression in life. So I think things are changing. I think for a while, advertising has really talked to women as if there was something wrong with them, as if they weren't good enough, they needed to change something. And I have a sadness sometimes when I see some of the women who have, I guess, bought into it, and I'm not judging, but they don't actually look like real versions of themselves. And I think we've all seen that. So I think we as a feminine energy on the planet are shifting that. And I see this happening in the branding and the advertising world, where we're being spoken to more at the level of what's important to us. And this was, of course, so part of the hippie era, the feminist movement, the women's liberation movement started there. And it's really not, it's about having equality, and I think equality in aging. Why can't women age naturally and be willing to accept it? Why do we have airbrushing and photoshopping so things look so unnatural? And I believe we all can take a stand for that. We can all, and it's challenging, believe me, because I was very beautiful and very smart when I was young. So why can't smart be as important? And one of the articles I did write on the Huffington Post was that, interestingly, men who were interviewed, they say smart is number one for them. It's not how beautiful a woman is or how her legs look or how, it really has to do more with having a well-balanced and an integrated, women who are smart and women who care about that in the world. So it's a very big topic, and I think we have come a long way, and I feel the feminine energy is rising, and this is something we're seeing changing, where women really are taking a stand for themselves and saying, I'm going to accept this.
It's certainly something to have a longer discussion about, Beverly. It's a huge topic, part of which is in your book, Confessions of a Middle-Aged Hippie. Beverly Golden, my guest on America Weekend. Thank you so much for joining us today, Beverly.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Valerie.
It's America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and Leslie Gold. Thanks for coming along.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.